This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A $2 billion oops.
Oh! Anyone can make it. It doesn't matter which stupid school you went to.
It's not just a movie. A rogue trader at the Swiss bank UBS seems to have caused a huge chunk of bank assets to vanish into thin air.
The risks taken by one trader may end up killing the UBS investment bank business in a couple of keystrokes and a global loss of confidence. In the high-octane world of mysterious derivatives and slim profits, perhaps all traders are encouraged to be rogues. They're only called rogues when they lose big. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Amidst some jitters, a look at risk management in the global banking system on this Friday, September 16th.
And at the top of the news this morning is a reprieve, a last straw in the news this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court granted a stay of execution to convicted Texas death row inmate Dwayne Buck. He was scheduled to die yesterday for the murder of two people in 1995, but the court agreed to review the issue that race played an improper role in his sentencing. In his 1997 trial, improper testimony that blacks were supposedly more likely to pose a future danger to the public tainted the jury deliberations. Texas governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry has also been asked to review the case. And a possible final nail in the coffin for the Swiss bank UBS, as you heard, they announced a $2 billion loss yesterday because of that rogue trader. That loss might be too big for the bank to avoid a large-scale downgrade. Reports out of Switzerland say the bank is readying a major restructuring to be announced later this year that could spell the end of the UBS investment banking business altogether. And floods last year in Pakistan devastated millions. It's happening again this year. The country's prime minister has canceled a visit to the U.S. because of heavy floods that have affected people like this man who spoke to our partner, the BBC.
All the children and the women in my family are sick. There is no doctor or medical care here. What can we do? Nobody is bothered about the poor folks here.
Hundreds of thousands have been left homeless, with 6 million in total affected.
The tribal home of deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi in Sirte might be the last stand for forces still loyal to him. Fighting continues in the town of Bani Walid, where rebel forces have reportedly been forced to retreat after heavy fighting over the past 24 hours. More signs of a stalemate in Congress as House and Senate leaders get around finally to dealing with the president's emergency jobs bill. House Speaker John Boehner insisted once again he would oppose any tax increases.
The president's proposals are a poor substitute for the pro-growth policies that are needed to remove barriers to job creation in America, the policies that are needed to put America back to work.
The speaker is urging the bipartisan supercommittee to achieve its $1.5 trillion in savings entirely with spending cuts. The president has awarded the Medal of Honor to 23-year-old Marine Sergeant Dakota Myers, the first time it's been pinned on a living Marine in 41 years. Speaking at a White House ceremony yesterday, President Obama praised Sergeant Meyer for saving 36 lives during a six-hour firefight in Afghanistan back in 2009.
Dakota and the others who had joined him knelt down, picked up their comrades, and through all those bullets, all the smoke, all the chaos, carried them out one by one. Because, as Dakota says, that's what you do for a brother.
Extraordinary story, and the pinning was yesterday at the White House. For Netflix investors, it's like watching a horror film. Shares in the online movie service have taken a pounding, down by 20%. After it announced losing customers following a recent price hike, Netflix says it will have 24 million subscribers in the U.S. by the end of this month, which is down from 25 million in July. Asian markets are up. European indices are up. But American futures are down on evidence of some profit taking. Yesterday, the Dow closed up 1 2/3% to get underway at 11,433. This morning, the S&P finished up 1.7%. That was a big jump. It opens at 1,209, and the NASDAQ was up 1 1/3%. It will start this morning at 2,607. Coming up, we've been talking all week about the latest numbers on poverty. More Americans living below the poverty line than in nearly three decades. What is life really like without the basics? And late last night, the Supreme Court halted the execution of an African-American man on death row in Texas. Why? What does it mean? But first, a rogue banker hiding $2 billion, only caught because he gives himself in global banking. We'll take a look in a minute.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.